Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. We have a guest scheduled for today. However, that guest, we've not been able to reach him. He is in New York, so we are just going to wait and see if he's able to call in to us. Meanwhile, we're going to be opening up the telephone lines, and we're going to start sharing some good things with you. And the phone lines, if you would like to give me a call here in the U.S. of A for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight, the phone number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we will be taking calls again until our guest comes and calls, and we'll be notified as soon as we have him on the line, if that is a possibility. So let's get started. I wanted to start out with a statement for the day, and it's from Margaret Moore, who is an author. She said, little things have big results sometimes. Little things have big results sometimes. We don't realize how significant it is when we are consistent with the little tiny things that we have to deal with every day. We don't realize how picking up trash or just, you know, doing little things for ourselves, simple things, can bring really big results. Let's talk about diet for a minute. Maybe you've got a problem with overweight. Well, maybe you just need to maybe eliminate 50 calories a day that you normally would have. Just a little something, and that's going to make a difference. And maybe if you're not an exerciser, you decide you're going to take that tiny step and just do a little bit of a time. I cannot recall the young man's name that has become a spokesperson for Subway. And this is a young man that was so obese. For him to walk 10 feet, it was a major accomplishment. He was carrying so much weight. Well, as it turned out, he was in school, he was in college, and there was the Subway right next to him, and he didn't have to, in the building location. So he didn't have to walk very far. So something in him just made up its mind that he was going to do this. And so he would buy his meals there, and he knew that it was just so much food because he had gotten so heavy. It was really, really bad. So I'll share more of that story with you. Mark, are you with me?
Hi. I'm a caller.
Oh, you're a caller. Oh, good. All right. Well, give me just a minute. Let me finish my thought, and we'll be right with you. One of the things I want to say is remember, a little step at a time. And that's what that young man did. And my goodness, look at how he trimmed down. So now he's taking a lot of steps, not just little steps. And but he looks wonderful. He feels wonderful. But it all started out with that one little step here, there, and everywhere. And by golly, he is a whole new life. So little steps make a big difference. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to go to our first caller today. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Joni, and I'm calling from Merced, California.
From Merced. Beautiful area. All right, Joni, let's get down to business with you. The first thing that I am observing is that there is a conflict in your mind. Apparently, you have a tendency to stack things up in your life. You believe in being busy, and you don't like not having activity around you. You don't like not being out there and doing. And I want to say that's fine, but I think you're stacking too much on your plate. And what you're going to find is that eventually you're not even going to be able to have any flexibility in your life at all. And I would like for you to keep in mind to give yourself that flexibility, even if it's an hour a day, whatever or however you want to do it, you really need it because you've got so much that's going on, especially starting the last part of summer, going through to spring of next year, that you're going to feel like someone has just put you on the Universal Express tour and you're just going 50,000 miles an hour. So I know how that can feel, and you just need to get into the personal discipline of allocating certain time for yourself that's just your downtime. And when you do that, you're going to get so much more accomplished, so much more done. You're really going to be pleased, very, very pleased with the results. You've got so many situations around you, though, it just feels like your friends are going through a soap opera special. It's as if you have got all of these different scenarios of emotional stress and complex situations that different people around you are going through. I'd say keep a diary on it all and just be a good listener. And it's all eventually going to resolve some of it in a fascinating way. It'd make for a fun book, actually. And I think that you are going to find that if you just stand back and observe, you're going to be keeping yourself out of some hot water that otherwise could leave you feeling very uncomfortable. What question do you have for me today?
Well, thank you. I have my eye on a particular car, and I am wanting to pick this car up as a making payments kind of thing. Do you see that being successful?
So you're going to purchase a car that's owned by someone else. It's a used car?
Yes.
Okay. What I would do is make sure you understand all the steps with this. And if you really like this car, if this is a vehicle that you really want to put your money into and you have it checked over by a mechanic first, you need to find out exactly how you're going to take this transfer, how you're going to have it done. So you want to be sure that it's a clean transfer. So I would talk to someone at your credit union or your bank and to find out what they would recommend. But I would make darn sure that that car is checked before you take it over. How old a vehicle is it?
It's only 2 years old, and I talked to the woman that owns it, and she's supposed to get back to me on what we discussed, the terms and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered if you saw her agreeing to what we had discussed.
Well, I think there's going to be something of a negotiation here. I don't think the negotiation is finished. She knows that you're interested, and that's important, and I think that she would be very relieved not to have to carry the payments on the car. So I think it's going to work out to your advantage, but you must have this car checked.
Okay.
Do not take it. If she has to go with you to a mechanic, you know, to drive it over, and you pay to have that vehicle checked for safety purposes, and I would take it to someone that you would know would be reputable at doing this. It might even be to the auto dealer itself.
Okay.
But do that. Just don't buy it without doing that, because I think this vehicle is going to have some attention.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for your call.
Thank you so very much.
Now, how'd you learn about the show?
A friend of mine had let me know about you and your program.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for calling in. It's a delight to chat with you today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
You have a wonderful day now.
Thank you. You too.
This is Donna Sebo. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, my guest has not responded, so we may not have a guest today. And that was Mark Dottie, with Dog Ears. But if you'd like to call in, we're now opening up the phone lines early, 877-876-5227. You can call in like Joni did. If you're in the U.S. at 877-876-5227. Also, if you're in Canada, we have a toll-free number for you, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I wanted to... Well, we've got another caller. Welcome to the show, caller.
Thank you, Donna.
First name or initial, where are you calling from?
It's Linda, and I'm calling from Anchorage.
Linda from Anchorage. Oh, one of my favorite places on the planet. I just love Anchorage. Wow. Has it warmed up there?
Yes, it's 65 today and sunny. It's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness, you've got a heat wave. That's just incredible. Anybody hearing me is going to say, Donna, you're going bats in the belfry, lady. No, you have to know Alaska to appreciate that. I mean, it's just one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Anybody listening, if you have a chance to go on a cruise to Alaska or do something like that, you must do it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Well, Linda, let's get down to business with you, hon. The first thing I am observing with you is you're going to need to back up a little bit. Actually, I think you're being held back. What I'm looking at is a wide band that seems to be around your midriff, and it reminds me of a wide elastic band, and it's like something is keeping you restricted, and you're wanting to really move forward, and just like with an elastic band, you know, you have that lever, that little bit of movement, but then all of a sudden something keeps you, you know, tightens up on you. So you don't have as much flexibility. That's the word I want to use. You don't have as much flexibility in your opportunity to move forward, do what you want to do. Well, hang tight, because, and this is just how it's coming through in my head, I'm seeing someone handing you a pair of super-sized scissors, and you're going to be able to cut the band. So then it'll go twang in its own direction, and you're going to be able to move forward. Now, you've got about 2 to 3 months. It could be 2 to 3 weeks, but I'm inclined to think it's more like 2 to 3 months before you're going to have this feeling of surging, you know, just like, wow, I don't have anything encumbering me in any way. Nothing is holding me back. You can see where you want to go. You know what you want to do. You know what you want to accomplish, and you're going to be able to do it. And I think that this is awesome. So you just need to be aware that there are circumstances in your environment at this time that you have absolutely no control over. So don't sweat the stuff that you can't control. Deal with what you have to deal with, but keep your eye on your objective, because you are going to be able to attain it. So don't give up, but utilize the time where you're sort of restricted. If, you know, sometimes we have slumps where maybe no matter what we want to do, it's just not going to work out. So occupy yourself with some things you do want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are sort of confined, whatever way this might be, then maybe you wanted to paint your house, or you want to do something else. You know, do something that you feel is constructive until you know you have that opportune period to move forward. So, again, it's either 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 3 months. What would you like to ask me, Linda?
Well, my brother recently had an accident, and he lives in Dutch Harbor, and he had an accident with his son, had to come into town, spend a couple of days in the hospital, 150 stitches.
Ow.
And he just got out of the hospital yesterday, and they have a place in Girdwood. You're familiar with Girdwood. And so he and his wife are staying down there. But my concern is with my sister-in-law. Am I going crazy, or is she bouncing back and forth? I'm having a difficult time reading her, and the situation is really confusing to me, especially with their baby.
All right, you sort of lost me. You say bouncing back and forth.
It's like she's almost, you know, 1 minute she's open and it's almost like she's a paradox. You know, when I look at her, I see a lost little girl, mm-hmm. and on the other side, I see someone who's very controlling and rigid, and the baby seems to be paying for it, and I'm just wondering if I'm picking things up accurately with Carolyn or not.
Well, I think what you're picking up is about 50% accurate. Because I think your emotions are coloring some things here, because you're very concerned about the baby, and I don't blame you. I think that's a very maternal feeling and a very natural feeling. But there's nothing you can really do about this but be a real good listener. You're too far away.
Right.
And I think what you are really seeing is fear.
Right.
I think your sister-in-law is absolutely terrified of not having everything in place for security. I have this observation of her as a child, and one of the greatest threats that was often held over her head, and an adult verbalized this, I think, without being consciously aware of what effect it would have on this particular individual's personality, especially as an adult. And that was, you had better behave or I am going to leave you. You know, something in that kind of of wordage.
Thanks.
And when you have a small child that that is said to, and then you turn and you walk away from them, and you turn back and you glare at them, that's the picture I'm getting in my head, then what's implanted in the subconscious for this particular type of personality? With some personalities, they say, go ahead, leave, who cares? I mean, it's all right with me. And they would, it wouldn't have bothered him. But that's not her personality style. And so it is fear that you're really reading more than anything else. And especially with your son having had this horrific accident, the fear of it and what could have happened. What if she had lost him? This is something that is at the bottom of a lot of her actions. That's why she'll close up, because she cannot, she doesn't know how to express it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Good. So
Absolutely.
Let me make a suggestion there. I'd like to make a suggestion to you that when she comes into your mind, I want you to mentally talk to her and just send her a lot of love in your mind. A lot of people would say, Donna, this is so hokey, but I'm telling you, the mind is powerful. And I really believe in this. And when I remember to do it, I find it's amazing, the results. But we often don't think of this when we are so far away from someone that we love. Just surround her in love and envision like a blanket, or you can use your own special visualization, whatever you come up with. But just sort of wrap her in the color of love and say, you need to know you're safe. You don't need to be afraid. You're going to be fine. And just send her that love. And I think she'll get it. I think it's going to make a big difference with her. You may find a surprising result that will come about. So whenever she comes into your mind, just do that. Because she needs that assurance more than anything else.
She needs hugs and to know that she's beautiful and loved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult for her to take that from anyone.
Well, she's afraid.
Other than my brother.
Well, she's afraid it's going to be taken from her. And again, this is just something I see happening to her so many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever did this process with her, that is how they tried to control her.
Okay, great.
And I think if you ever listened to any of her early childhood experiences or interactions with a family, she had people in the family that were extremely controlling, that she loved very, very deeply. So she's just mimicking what she grew up with.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was very, very helpful.
Well, you're more than welcome, and I'm so glad you called.
And I'll talk to you again.
All right, Linda. You have a fabulous day.
You too. Thanks, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and hey, it's an open mic day. My guest was not able to make it. So if you'd like to call in and chat with me, here are the telephone numbers, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And for those of you in Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Too many times I have heard people make a remark, the little guy never gets any breaks. Well, that's not true. Remember the quote that I mentioned earlier, little things have big results sometimes? Well, in the city of Chicago, there is a street that is named Wilbert Williams Way. And you know, when you go into Chicago, people say so many streets have two names, and it's really hard to navigate your way around if you're not familiar with it. And you'll see a street sign, they said, bearing the original designation, but then all of a sudden you'll go a few blocks down and you'll see a celebrity's name instead, or the name of a particular leader, activist, or a business person. Well, it's a way that the people of Chicago like to pay homage to those individuals that have really influenced their area. And sometimes those things are set up for political reasons. We are all aware of it. We have it here in Seattle, that, you know, various things that have been changed because we want to honor or recognize someone. Well, when the street sign Wilbert Williams Way was put up on the corner of the Magnificent Mile, most people wouldn't have had a clue coming in from the outside as to who Wilbert Williams was. And with many of the people living in the Chicago area, they probably would say, well, who is he? I've never heard of him. Well, the person that made the designation for the sign, his name is Don Heckman, and he worked and negotiated with the City Hall of Chicago to have the sign. And you know what? There were hundreds of other people in the Chicago area who felt it was a wonderful thing to do. Why? Because they honored a doorman whose name was Wilbert Williams. And this is the story about Will Williams, because he had worked for 40 years at the Women's Athletic Club building. Now, he was amazed when he was honored by having a street named after him. And he doesn't see why he was recognized by anybody. After all, he was only a doorman. Well, those that knew Williams knew a lot more than he was able to appreciate about himself. They thought of him as an icon. They considered him a Chicago treasure. The reason they considered him so special is that for 40 years, no matter who passed through the doorway that he took care of, he treated everyone that he met with respect and kindness and was always helpful. And the people in Chicago said this was so special to them. He never, ever slighted anybody. It was so significant that one of the patrons of the Women's Athletic Club building, when she met him and was helped by him, gave her Cadillac to him because she wanted him to have the understanding that he was really appreciated, and that was her way of giving that respect and appreciation to him. He said, you know what? It is something I just did every day. And there's a police officer, Paul O'Donnell, who had worked the area, the neighborhood, for a good 15 years. And he said, this was a man that had such an impact on so many people. He's just the best that there is. He said, in all the years I've been a policeman in this neighborhood, I've never heard him speak a harsh word about anyone. He's a total gentleman. What else could I say about the man? Well, what else can you say about someone who lived their life and did their work in the way that they wanted to do it? And he did it in a way and manner that touched the lives of thousands and thousands of people. Think of it, 40 years, people coming in and out. Oh, you'd have your regulars. But it's an interesting thing about courtesy and thoughtfulness and helpfulness. People do remember, and they do appreciate it. In our world today, we're all busy. We're all hustling and bustling. And I think of the commercial that they've been running on television recently that I really, really like. It's someone helping someone, and then that person that's been helped, they'll turn around and they'll do something nice for somebody else, and then that person that they've helped turns around and does something nice. Maybe it's just opening the door for someone. Maybe it's just giving them a smile. But it's that thoughtfulness, that helpfulness, that willingness to give assistance in a moment, and it doesn't mean it has to be a whole bunch, but you never know. And when I think of the people that have touched my life, many of them, of a positioning like Mr. Williams, it's wonderful because often I didn't even know to ask for help and somebody was there. And this, you know, perfect stranger. So remember, what you do, how you act, and what you demonstrate really makes a difference. I have to share something with you. We have a little boy in our neighborhood. And this child is only 6 years old. And when he's standing out at the bus, he has a tendency to want to sing. And he has really a beautiful, beautiful voice. He's out there all alone in the morning, waiting for the school bus to come by. Well, there are some mornings when I go out to walk our Scottish Terriers that I'll see him out there. Well, this one morning he had been singing his little heart out, just singing and singing and singing. And he has such a wonderfully clear, vibrant voice for someone so small. And I complimented him on his music. I said, you know what? You just sing so beautifully. You really do. Well, I have to chuckle because now as soon as he spies me, he starts serenading me. And it's just wonderful. And I say that with a smile in my heart because this is a child that I doubt has ever been told that he has musical ability, which he does. So we always make a point, my husband and I, we always make a point of stopping and talking to this child and telling him good things about himself. And we encourage him to think about music and to enjoy music because it involves so many positive results. And he's just such a wonderful kid. Maybe in our way of just supporting him for those 30 seconds or maybe a couple of minutes that we spend with him in the morning before the school bus comes, maybe that child's life will be enriched because he'll realize that he has a talent that can be grown into and that music can become a wonderful part of his life. You just never know whose life you're going to touch. You're very special. And your thoughtfulness and your kindness will definitely make a difference. And Mr. Williams was honored. What did he ever expect? Not really. He just got what he wanted from being who he was. A lot of other people have really appreciated him, and in doing that, they honored him. And for Mr. Williams and his descendants, he's on one of the streets in Chicago. And little things can have big results sometimes. This is Donna Sebo. If you'd like to give me a call, 877-876-5227. My guest was not able to make it this afternoon. So we have open telephone lines and 877-876-5227 for the U.S. If you'd like to call in from Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, I want to let you know that my guest that is scheduled for tomorrow, Mr. Bill George, he was called to Saudi Arabia. I just got a call about 45 minutes before we went on air, so we're going to be rescheduling him for next month. He is a gentleman that was former CEO of Medtronics, but he'll be back from the Middle East by that time. So we are going to perhaps have a surprise guest. I honestly don't know what's going to be going on tomorrow. It may be another open mic day. Who knows? We will surprise you one way or the other. So this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines again are open 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I'm going to share with you a story later on in our time together about an L.A. priest who has made a difference about gangs. This is a wonderful story, and when I came across it, I thought this is a story that needs to be told, how one person can make a difference. And you'll hear me during different programs how I emphasize that. But it always has to start with someone. Somewhere there is an individual that decides that they have a love for something, a passion for something, and they just go about the process of doing it. And believe it or not, they end up getting the support. They end up getting results. It may not happen in 30 seconds. It may take them 15 years. But they stick with it. And when they do, they get results that exceed their expectations. So when we come back from break, that is going to be an opportunity for me to share that with you. And I wanted to say I'm going to continue what I started yesterday. We ran out of time. We're going to find out what kind of a personality you've got according to the kind of snacks you like to have. I know, there's all kinds of studies that go on. Well, that's definitely what we're going to be sharing with you also. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I want to thank those of you who have sent me stories and information. I'll be sharing some of that, too, as we go through the hour. So Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. When we come back, phone lines will be open, 877-876-5227 U.S., 888-815-9756 for Canada. Also a direct line of 530-876-3222. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you have have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are open, and we've got a caller waiting, but let me give out these phone numbers if you'd like to give me a buzz so I can light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227 for the U.S., 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada, and 530-876-3222. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
This is Elle from Spain. I've talked to you before.
And where are you in Spain?
Barcelona.
Hello?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. All right.
I'm sure you remember me.
Yes. Let me see. I'm trying to remember. Is it Larice?
Yes.
Yes, Larice. I got a very nice email from you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. What time is it in Spain, by the way?
Could you please get maybe closer to the microphone? I have a problem listening to you.
Okay. We'll see what we can do. My engineer will see what he can do. What time do you have in Spain?
Oh, it's a beautiful time today. It's kind of not too hot, not too cold. And today, oh, you mean time? It's 1:30 a.m. 12:30 a.m.
12:30 a.m. My goodness gracious. So you're a night owl.
Yes, I am.
What's your question for me, Larice?
Okay. About 6 years ago, I started an episode of tinnitus, which is a ring on my right ear, and it hasn't gone away. And then it was under special circumstances, very strange, that appeared. And then about a month ago, I had a big cold that took longer than normal to disappear, and I still have like a bronchial type of problem in my left bronchial, and it goes down to the muscles of the neck and the shoulder. And I wonder if the tinnitus and that has anything to do together with something.
What you've got there is a combination of things that have been going on in the body for a long time. And what I would say to you is this. You need to be out. First, I would say, if when the weather is good, you need to be out in the sun where you're getting the sun's warmth. And the bronchial condition is something you should not leave unattended because it's been building for a while. And that bothers me. the cold is something that has just brought the bronchial condition to what I would say the forefront, where it's right there in front of you. So you cannot avoid it. You're realizing that this is really beginning to affect you. You're like so many of us. You will say, well, I'll get over this. And we don't take and give ourselves the rest we should have. And I'd like to encourage you, I don't know if you have vitamin supplements over in Barcelona, but I would like to encourage you to use some ginger, some fresh ginger. And I'd like to see you drink some fresh ginger tea. Also, what I would encourage you to do is to take in more dark green leafy vegetables. But I would like to see you be checked by a physician, because this in the bronchial tubes, you don't want it to get any worse than what it is. So I'd like to see you have yourself checked. And let's find out what exactly what's going on here. And then I would really like to see you take in, like, fresh parsley juice with some, you know, some garlic. I would just like to see that juiced. I don't know if you have machines in Barcelona where people can put fresh vegetables in, juice them, and then drink the fresh juice, and then you just have the pulp.
Oh, no, I do all that normally.
Okay,
I do
good.
All that normally.
Okay, good.
What I see is that you suspect that it could be something serious, and so...
Yes. I think it can evolve. I think it's right on the borderline. That bothers me. Now, what's happening with your ear is directly related to your sinuses. The ringing in the ear is an indicator of something going on in the inner ear, and it is related to the sinuses. It would not surprise me if you have sinusitis. It wouldn't surprise me at all. And this is something that can be dealt with, but I think you are going to need to come from a nutritional positioning. But I'd really like to see you drinking some ginger tea and add a little bit of sweetener to it, you know, whatever's your favorite. But I'd really like for you to do that. But I don't like the look in the bronchial tube. I really don't.
Okay, well, the problem is... that I don't trust that much physicians, because all my life I have been given advice by physician that at the end hasn't been for my good, and I have been able to actually clear out a lot of bad stuff that they have told me that, in other words, I think that my mental fear can do more harm than whatever can be done in that sense. So,
all right, let me make a suggestion to you. When you go to the doctor, find out, you know, let him examine you and tell you what's going on with the bronchial tube. That is not a negative thing to do. There's a place for and time for a physician. I understand exactly what you're referring to. And when you don't have a doctor that is really willing to work with you, if you're into doing things in a different way than the conventional format, and you don't have a physician that cooperates with that or is willing to be open to that, that is a real challenge, and I totally respect and honor how you feel. I do think, though, that this is worthy of investigation. So I would not want you, you know, it's sort of like trying to perform surgery on yourself. That doesn't work too well most of the time. So you want to be sure that you check this out and don't let it go for too long.
What are you actually seeing?
I am looking at something in the left lung that I think has been fermenting, that's the term I will use, for the number two. So I don't know if it's been for 2 months or if it has been something that's been going on for as long as 2 years. And you don't want to contribute to this developing any further.
Do you see any possibility that a doctor can really help me?
I don't know. I think you need to know what's going on. And then you can make a determination. That you're very, very sensitive to medications. If a physician does not respect that, then you need to find one that will. But you need to know what's going on in there. So it may be necessary to have an X-ray, but a lot of it, I think, can be determined just by them listening.
Just by what?
By them listening to the lungs.
Okay.
So it's important that you have information. It's like anything else. If you take your car in to a mechanic and they're running it, they're listening for all kinds of sounds, and maybe there's a part that needs to be replaced. Maybe you need some new oil or something in the vehicle. So it's the same thing with the human body, but you're dealing with a living essence. So you want to find out how to keep that so that it's healthy.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and I thank you for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna. If you'd like to give me a call, telephone number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For those of you in Canada, you can reach me at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Well, my goodness, research studies, there are so many people out there checking so many different things out. Why not check into what type of a personality a person would have relative to their favorite snacks? Now, I started this yesterday, and we just ran out of time. So I'm going to repeat what I started out with yesterday. If you get hungry for a snack, do you enjoy something sweet? Do you like popcorn? What about something spicy like salsa? Or are you one of these healthy people that you make sure that you're very consciously aware of what you're putting into your mouth and you'll have like fruits and veggies? What if you like hors d'oeuvres? Your favorite hors d'oeuvres maybe are like cheese and crackers or pig in the blanket. Or what about chocolate? Well, let me share with you some of the statistical information here. I don't know that it's statistical. Anyway, it has to be because they have to have the numbers that lead them to something. If you love the sweet stuff, if you like something really, really sweet, well, you're an optimist. People with a sweet tooth see life as essentially sweet. And this is by a Dr. Alan Hirsch. He is a person that's done a lot of research into foods and what types of people like certain foods. And he said, any road the person, the optimist, will take by extension will likely lead to satisfaction. Now, if you like candy that's a little tangy, well, you're a disciplined person. You'll take the bitter with the sweet and like your taste. You prefer your victories to have a bit of an edge to them. Now, if you're one that just loves popcorn, if that's one of your favorite snacks, and if you like extra salt, you like security. The first taste any of us ever have is the salty environment of the world, says Dr. Hirsch. A craving for salt is like being pulled back to that safety. Now, if you just like a touch of salt or no salt, you're an independent person. You love to be in charge and don't wait for good things to happen. You make sure that they do. You like to be in control of situations, and even when plans go wacky, you're inevitably going to rebound. You're a true problem solver. Who would have thought popcorn could tell that much about a person? What about salsa? If you like spicy salsa, you're a thrill seeker. Spicy foods irritate the trigeminal nerve in the face, and people who like the feel tend to prefer constant stimulation and always need a rush of adrenaline. If you like some mild, well, you're sort of a laid-back kind of person, a naturally content person. You expect the best and almost get it. You find happiness in the way things are, and you don't obsess over the way that you wish they would be. Now, if you're one of these people that likes to eat healthy, you prefer fruits, you're an extrovert. And this is for snacks. You make wherever you are feel like a party. Fruits are higher in carbs, which gives you quick energy, so it may have to do with the extrovert's high activity level. Also, veggies, hey, you're an understated person. You're outwardly reserved, but you have a good sense of humor. Vegetables are less flashy than fruit, and like them, you're very, very subtle. And did you know that many of our preferences, taste preferences, are shaped by what our moms ate when we were in mom's tum? Also, let's cover these last two. Hors d'oeuvres. If you like cold hors d'oeuvres, you're a direct person. You like the no-frill foods, and you like that's how you treat life. What people see is what they get with you. You refuse to sugarcoat your message. You tell it like it is. Now, if you like hot hors d'oeuvres, you're diplomatic. Just as you prefer food that's softer, you steer clear of saying anything that could be seen as a harsh item, but still managed to get your point across. We're going to take a break for just a moment, and when we get back, I'll give you the personality results on chocolate. So don't go away. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. I do want to remind you that tomorrow I have had a guest scheduled, Bill George, and his wonderful book, True North, about leadership. But I got a call about 45 minutes before I went on the air, and he was asked to do a job in Saudi Arabia. So he is on a plane right now, flying there, but we're going to have him scheduled for next month. So tomorrow we might have a surprise guest, but I can't be sure about that until tomorrow, so I'll let you know when that time comes. Otherwise, we'll have another open mic day. So if you want to give me a call, this is a great time to do it. Phone lines are open at 877-876-5227 for Canadians, 888-815-9756. Now, on Friday, we're going to be talking about 1,000 Little Bites. Melissa Posh is going to be my guest. She's just a delightful, delightful lady. And then next week, we've got a great lineup. We're going to start off next week with a dynamic story. I'll tell you, the book, when you read it, just keeps you on the edge of your seat when you're reading it. It's a memoir of survival. It's called The Birthday Party. A very prominent person in New York City was kidnapped. His story is phenomenal. His name is Stanley Albert, and we're going to be speaking with him. Also, we're going to be having on Tuesday a fascinating subject, Botox. Now, this is with a physician, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Also, his wife, Bonnie, may be on the line with us. Dying to Be Young is the book, and it's all about what happened to he and his wife. And I'm telling you, to him and his wife, it's just absolutely riveting, the experience they went through. Then we'll be talking real estate with Richard Smith. And also next week, we're going to be going into the grand experiment with Gail Gregory. So we've got a wonderful lineup of people, and I invite you to tell your friends and to join me in the daytime segment that we have, because you will find that there's always something new to learn and something to add to your portfolio of reading material, which is a joy. Now, I promised you I'd give you the personality rundown on chocolate. Well, if chocolate is absolutely your most favorite snack, which I think is a good thing, if you like milk chocolate, you're a logical person. Apparently, milk chocolate lovers are left brain types who approach problems analytically. You're smart and rational, and you probably enjoy doing crossword puzzles. Oh, boy, would my husband be disappointed in that one. He likes dark chocolate. Well, what does it say about dark chocolate? You're creative. Dark chocolate fans are emotional right-brainers who go with their gut. Explanation, taste, and smell are processed in the right brain, more of which is activated by the intense flavor of dark chocolate. Well, that's my favorite, but I like the milk chocolate, too. Now, if listening to all this stuff, you say, well, Donna, I like more than one thing for a snack. Isn't that great? Just look at all of these wonderful aspects of yourself that you never knew you had. Well, now you know, and that's the way it is, as someone very famous once said. And we're going to be going on to, again, I wanted to touch on this story that I have here because I think it is so significant. I'm always amazed at people's ingenuity, how they're able to manage change, how they work with their ideas, their concepts to make them a reality. And such is the case with an L.A. priest. His name is Father Boyle. And Father Boyle is a Jesuit priest, and he works in East Los Angeles. Gangs are very, very prevalent down there. It can be an extremely ugly environment. And it's not unusual to hear gunfire during the night. And they have what they call the Secret Service maneuver. And there have been times when his life has been on the line, being out on those dark streets in East L.A. Well, he is so respected by the community down there, and it has taken a long time for him to see the changes evolve, go well over 15 years. Now, 15 years ago, he created what he calls Homeboy Industries, and it's a nonprofit coalition of businesses that hire gang members to lure them away from old lifestyles. It is currently America's largest gang intervention program, and it has transformed the lives of thousands of gang members. Now, Father Boyle's life story is an interesting one. From the time he was a child, the only thing he ever really wanted to be was a priest, and he wanted to be a Jesuit priest. Now, his first year as a priest, he was in Bolivia, and he worked among impoverished flower vendors. And then he said these people taught him so much about the right way to live life. And before he got his next assignment, he had a prayer where he would ask that he be sent to the poorest place in the United States. Now, in 1986, he felt he got his wish when he was sent to the East Los Angeles neighborhood that is named, interestingly enough, Boyle Heights. Exact same spelling as his last name, B-O-Y-L-E. At the time, in 1986, when he went into the neighborhood, there were 8 different gangs, and they were all at war with each other. Now, one of the things when he was out and about on the streets talking to different people, he would interact with some of these gang members, and there were so many of the older gang members that were saying, if only I had a job. And one day, it just really hit him right between his mental eyes. He said, so often we focus on the wrong thing when we're trying to solve problems. And what he determined was that the best way to keep gang members out of trouble was to give them something constructive to do, to teach them about holding steady employment and give them hope for the future. In other words, put them to work. And when he started interacting with local employers and asking if they would hire gang members, that was a tough sale, very tough. So he then thought up the idea of starting a nonprofit business and then have that nonprofit business employ the Homeboys. That was the beginning of Homeboys Industry. Now, his very first attempt was Homeboy Plumbing, and it didn't take off. Well, currently there are 5 Homeboy businesses that are thriving today, and he says, nothing stops a bullet like a job. And that's a very profound statement. Nothing stops a bullet like a job. Now, he is currently involved with these boys and keeps working with the gang members. They now have a Homeboy silk screen store, and that was started 11 years ago, and it is providing hundreds of jobs And it's enabled some of the boys that would have been dead on the streets from the way that they were living. They're now good business people, and they're supporting and helping others to break the gang connection. So, you know, it's just amazing what one person can do, and I know we're just about out of time here. One man started with a concept over 15 years ago. He's training and teaching others to carry the concept forward. We can do the same thing, no matter who we are, no matter where we are. Just remember, make it your own idea. You're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back at same time, same place with, well, I just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You'll have to tune in to find out. Have a magnificent day, and wherever you are, take time to smell the flowers. Take time to smile at a friend. Take time to say hello to a stranger. You make a difference. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.